"You have seen a lot of Bly today," I said. "I hope you enjoyed your walk."
"Oh, yes. I've walked for miles. I've never been so free. But do you like being alone without me?"
"Not very much, but I enjoy being with you when I can. That's why I'm staying here." Miles looked at me.
"You're staying here for that?"
"Yes. I'm staying because I am your friend. And I will stay until your uncle decides what to do with you. That needn't surprise you." My voice shook. "Don't you remember the night of the storm, Miles? When I came and sat on your bed, I said I would do anything in the world for you."
"Yes, you did, because you wanted me to do something for you."
"That's true," I agreed. "But you know you didn't do it."
"Oh, yes," he said quietly. "You wanted me to tell you something."
"That's right. Tell me now, Miles."
"Ah, is that why you've stayed?"
"Yes, it is. Just for that." Miles waited for a long time. Then he said,
"Do you mean now? Here,